This morning on WCHL, it's been about 2 weeks since Charles Blackwood officially took office as Orange County Sheriff, the first new sheriff in Orange County in 32 years. With two shelters, a food pantry, and a community kitchen to run, the Interfaith Council for Social Service has a lot on the plate during the holidays, literally.
We thought that maybe we could cut back a little from last year, but apparently I was wrong about that.
And family, friends, and alumni filled the stands at the Smith Center yesterday to see 2,182 students get their hard-earned degrees at the winter commencement exercises. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the number 6 UNC women's basketball team kept rolling on Sunday with an 84-52 win at home over Appalachian State. And the men, not so good.
Who can beat Kentucky this season? That would be nobody.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill, 32 this morning in Carrboro, also 32 in Hillsboro. Lots of sunshine today. High today about 60 degrees. A little bit breezy late in the day, but nothing to worry about. A really nice day on the way. Family, friends, and alumni fill the stands at the Dean Smith Center on Sunday afternoon to see 2,182 students get their hard-earned degrees at winter commencement at Carolina. 997 were undergraduates. Master's degrees went to 790 candidates. 41 students got professional degrees. Doctoral degrees went to 354 recipients. UNC President Tom Ross congratulated the students and thanked their families. He expressed confidence in the likelihood of future success for members of this graduating class, but added that he hopes for more.
I'm equally hopeful and confident that each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all you can to contribute to the common good and a better world.
Keynote speaker yesterday was James H. Johnson, Jr., the William R. Keenan Distinguished Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School. Johnson told students they're entering a hyper-competitive workforce driven by profound economic and demographic shifts.
We are entering what is called a human age, where inner human potential will be the primary driver of innovations in our economy and of all major advances in our lives.
Johnson added that an entrepreneurial mindset will be required to meet the challenges of a new global economy, and that includes the ability to adapt quickly in an unpredictable environment. Chancellor Carol Folt closed the hour-long ceremony with an experience she first shared last spring at a TEDx UNC conference called Taking Flight. Folt, a biologist with degrees from the University of California at Davis, recalled one unforgettable research trip to New Zealand. The chancellor said the wingspan of the albatross she saw that day reached about 12 feet as it leaped awkwardly off a cliff to soar over the ocean. She told UNC graduates that she hopes all realize how large their wings have become during their time at the university. The spring commencement for 2015 is scheduled for Sunday, May 10th. It's been about 2 weeks since Charles Blackwood officially took office as Orange County Sheriff, the first new sheriff in Orange County in 32 years. Last week, Blackwood stopped by WCHL Studios and spoke with Aaron Keck and Elizabeth Friend about his first weeks on the job, the changes he's making, and how to provide effective and fair law enforcement in the wake of cases like Eric Garner and Mike Brown. Here's part one of that conversation, beginning with a discussion about his first few days in office.
Things are going really well. We're very fortunate. We have a team of individuals who are very dedicated to seeing that at least the first 100 days go smoothly, and we're way ahead of where we wanted to be.
As you look ahead to taking over this organization, you're the first new leader in 30-some years. What kind of changes do you see yourself making, and what do you think is really important to keep the same?
The building blocks that are laid and that have been laid by Sheriff Pendergrass over the 32 years that we've worked together are phenomenal and tremendous in the building process. The changes, although may not be apparent to folks from the outside initially, they will begin to feel that very quickly. This morning we had a gentleman come in to do an interview with an inmate, and he commented four times before I could get away from him that he'd never been treated so nicely. And that's what we're after. The customer service prong of what we're trying to accomplish in taking it to that next level is critical. We have embraced the Disney philosophy, which is to the moon. And that starts at the front door. Prior to December 1st, there were a lot of signs on the front door telling people that this is not the courthouse or where this was. And we just got the feeling that that front door said, go away. That's the first change. It's at the front door. And as you go through our office, you feel that change. Folks are walking around upright and glad to be there. And that doesn't say anything negative about the prior administration. It just says that things need to change. With change, I realize that, everything that comes up must come down. It's my job to maintain the attitude that we have currently.
We talked about this on the campaign trail as well, but will residents of Orange County see or perceive any changes in policing approach or priorities?
We have already worked to create another area on the north side of the county, which is going to enhance our ability to respond adequately in a timely fashion to those calls in that broad area of northern Orange County where it is so expansious. We have in place now a legal advisor for the department, for the office rather. So yes, those changes are coming. We talked about the reduction in residential break-ins as being our primary goal. With all the work that we're doing, the break-ins are still coming, and we realize it is a holiday season. It's what we do after the break-in occurs. We may not be able to stop it, but we can certainly target an approach, a comprehensive approach, to trying to, one, find out who's responsible for it and prevent that from occurring again, if possible, through some strategic planning for targeted areas within the county.
That is Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood speaking with Aaron Keck and Elizabeth Friend. We'll have part two of that conversation coming up tomorrow. Art and business leaders are converging in Carrbrough and planning the best pathway to move forward. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on this process.
A public hearing has been called on a proposed new Arts and Innovation Center in Carrbrough. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says this is your chance to voice your opinion on the project.
We want to hold this meeting to get input from Carrbrough folks, from Carrbrough residents, business owners, property owners. We've had a request submitted to us by the Arts Center, Kids Zoo, and the Carolina Performing Arts that we construct, own, or lease to this partnership a building, an Arts Center building.
The meeting will be held at the board meeting on Tuesday, January 20th. Mayor Lavelle adds that she believes this will be the first of several meetings on the topic. Mayor Lavelle is also working to push forward economic developments involving the arts in Carrbrough.
We purchased a condo that was formerly owned by Fleet Feet, which is located above Acme, and that enabled the Fleet Feet building to move forward, Callister to move forward, some of the projects in that development to move forward.
But now the question is raised of what to do with the condo. One proposition is to use the building as a common workspace for small businesses in the area. Perch, which operates a co-working space in Carrbrough already, has lobbied to lease the space from the town and add a larger co-working space for Carrbrough entrepreneurs to collaborate.
Our sense of it is that it would be an incubator of sorts for all kinds of small businesses. It's a pretty large area.
While the theory of the small business incubator is fairly agreeable, the process to get there is still to be determined.
Do we want to, subsidize, if you will, to a degree, this project for a period of a minimum of 2 years? What's the value we're going to see out of this? Will we end up with Carrbrough businesses that form and grow and that stay in Carrbrough?
While there are many decisions to be made, it does appear the arts and economic development projects are converging and moving forward in Carrbrough. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And here one more time is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looking pretty good on the roadways this morning. Traffic just starting to pick up if you're traveling on northbound Fordham Boulevard from Greensboro Street to 54, 54 East as well. Just some busy spots starting to show up now from Fordham Boulevard to 40. And good news, if you're getting ready to head over to 40 eastbound remaining delay free from 15501 through the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, aside from all the people who ran off the road when you from disappointment when you mentioned last hour that you were engaged now.
Disappointment.
Yeah. You know, everything's been pretty safe this morning.
Yeah, very much so.
Those folks got quite a jolt, all your admirers.
Yes. You know, so. I know. I can't. It's sad, I know.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. But congratulations, Nikki got engaged over the weekend.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to tell you what she's engaged in, but seriously.
Oh, funny.
Ba-da-bum. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is going to be really nice today. 33 degrees right now. Lots of sunshine. High today about 60. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. About time. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers. Our high tomorrow in the upper 50s. Also kind of windy tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So actually, pretty good weather, especially today. Today ought to be the nicest day that we have. And Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located at Minute I-540 at the 751 exit.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
718 at WCHL. With two shelters, a food pantry, and a community kitchen to run, the Interfaith Council for Social Service has a lot on the plate during the holidays, literally. The executive director recently told WCHL that wage stagnation is keeping the charitable organization busier than ever. But there are ways you can help. Here's WCHL's Danny Hooley with John Dorward, executive director of the IFC.
This year, the IFC provided a little more than 400 Thanksgiving meals to households in Orange County. According to Executive Director John Dorward, the IFC had originally planned on providing about 350 holiday dinners.
We thought that maybe we could cut back a little from last year where we did 400 meals. The economy is supposed to be getting better, but apparently I was wrong about that.
Dorward said they're still shooting for 350 meals at Christmas, but that too could change.
I think a lot of it is just that people are still not seeing their wages going up. A lot of this goes back to wages and what people can earn during the course of an average week or an average month. What we're seeing is that those salaries are not living wages, so people are just running short.
Most of the families served by the food pantry have at least one worker in the home, and sometimes that person is holding down two jobs, according to Dorward. But when someone is making minimum wage, or not much more than that, it can be difficult to get through the month. Dorward said that 4,000 households in Orange County are signed up for IFC services.
The only encouraging thing that I can tell you is that the numbers of people coming in and the numbers of bags of groceries that are going out are not going up anymore. They have kind of stabilized, but they've stabilized at about 50-60% higher than what it was before the Great Recession.
The organization has been providing services to the hungry for about a decade. In recent years, it's getting more and more help and supplementation from various sources. The Porch Organization, whose advisory board includes Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carborough, provides food for families and pantries in those towns. Another group, Table, provides emergency food to hungry children in the area. Members of United Church of Chapel Hill help out IFC with everything from food donations, fundraising efforts, and even some cooking. Recently, the IFC partnered with Farmer Food Share to offer fresh local fruits and vegetables, along with the traditional ham, turkey, and fixins for the holiday dinner. Farmer Food Share originated with the Carborough Farmers Market several years ago and has spread throughout the state. The program gives farmers and shoppers a chance to share or buy a little extra for those in need. And then there's the annual RSVVP Day, which fell this year on November 11th. Participating restaurants contributed 10% of their total proceeds that day toward the IFC's food pantry and community kitchen.
It has a possibility of being the best RSVVP day we've ever had. We ended up with 115 restaurants. Half of them have already sent their money in, and we've already collected almost $13,000.
If the other half does as well, he said, then an all-time record will be achieved. If you'd like to help with a contribution, you can go to ifcweb.org for more information. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Protest over the weekend in Durham. Durham police arrested 11 people in a nighttime protest on Saturday. It was part of a national wave of demonstrations of killings by police. Police spokeswoman Cammie Michael said in a news release that about 50 protesters on Saturday night marched on several streets near downtown and Duke University's East Campus. She says the protesters blocked traffic as they marched on several streets and were ordered to disperse as they approached the Durham freeway. Michael says most of the protesters were charged with impeding traffic and failing to disperse. Media accounts say the protesters chanted "Black Lives Matter" and "Hands Up, Don't Shoot." WCHL News Time, 7:21. Time for championship sports. Everybody knows what happened with the Carolina basketball game on Saturday. Carolina suffered a setback to Kentucky. Kentucky had superior size, speed, strength, just about everything. It was 84-70 Kentucky over Carolina on Saturday in a men's non-conference game at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. Carolina hung around when it looked like the Tar Heels could be really blown out in a few spots, but ultimately fell to a deeper team. Now Carolina is 6-3 on the year. And Tar Heels tried to play catch-up throughout the game and had their moments, as when Marcus Page silenced the crowd with a tray 4 minutes into the second half. It only cut the lead down to 59-43 at that point. And just a really tough day for Carolina overall against the Kentucky Wildcats, who are really, really good. The number six UNC women's basketball team kept it rolling on Sunday with an 84-52 win at home over Appalachian State. Back in Carmichael Arena, after 25 days on the road, the Tar Heels struggled from three-point range, but came away with an easy win regardless, led by 19 points and 9 rebounds from sophomore Stephanie Mavunga. After the game, here is head coach Sylvia Hatchell.
Our practices have been very abbreviated. We haven't probably been doing as many shooting sessions in the last, you know, week, 10 days. So that could be a little bit of it. But also, we went inside a lot, too. Stephanie was able to really get going inside in there. But, you know, we'll keep working on it.
Carolina got off to a slow start, but recovered quickly, jumping out to a 20-point lead, going into halftime up 46-27 before cruising on to the win. Tar Heels did suffer a scare in the first half when sophomore Alicia Gray collapsed in pain on a drive to the basket, appearing to have rolled her right ankle. Stephanie Mavunga and Coach Hatchell were worried about it and feeling better after the game.
I was like really panicking, you know. So like I saw her go down at first, I was like, oh, okay, she's about to come back up. I was just thinking like, you know, like I had to start saying my prayers. So I had a lot of faith in her. So I was like so happy when I saw her get up.
I saw her. The reason I went out there is I saw when her foot hit the upright and it turned. And that really concerned me because it didn't look good.
Gray came back into the game just a few minutes after she went out and wound up with 12 points in the nine on the night. With that win, UNC moves to 9-0 on the season. Next up at the Tar Heels, a midweek home game against Oregon State. That will happen tomorrow night at 6 in Carmichael Arena. Tough loss for the UNC volleyball team over the weekend. Seventh seed North Carolina volleyball team and second seeded Texas have had a really tough match coming up over the weekend. Longhorns reached their ninth Elite Eight in a row on Saturday night in Minneapolis. UNC made its very first appearance. Texas has won a couple of national championships. Tar Heels don't have any. On Saturday in Minneapolis, both those teams were battling for an opportunity to go to the Final Four. Carolina, of course, looking for the upset. Well, Texas won, and the Longhorns were up 30-29 in the fourth set, 2-1 in the match. UNC had a chance at the end, and Texas served the ball over, and senior outside hitter Lauren McAdoo rose up and slammed the ball, but it was wide and out of bounds. Season is all over for Carolina. Longhorns won the match 3-1, ending the Tar Heels' 20-match win streak and record-breaking season. It has been quite a season. They finished 29-3, the best overall finish in Carolina volleyball history. And just a tough loss, but what a season for Carolina. And if you're following the Carolina Panthers, they still have a chance to win their division, even with a losing record. Cam Newton didn't play yesterday, but Derek Anderson, the backup quarterback, threw for 277 yards and a touchdown. Graham Gano kicked 4 field goals. Carolina Panthers defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 19-17 on Sunday to remain alive in the NFC South playoff race. That win, coupled with an Atlanta loss to Pittsburgh, left the Panthers Panthers ahead of New Orleans in the division. The Saints will play Chicago tonight. Panthers are 5-8-1, by the way. Anderson, in the backup quarterback role, came up with a 25-for-40 performance. He is now 2-0 as a starter in place of Cam Newton, sidelined while still recovering from a car accident last Tuesday that left him with a couple of fractures in his lower back. Greg Olsen had 10 catches for 110 yards. Rookie Kelvin Benjamin, 8 grabs for 104 yards. And again, the Panthers won. They could win that division with a losing record. It's amazing. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are just having a woeful season. They're 2-12. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who can beat Kentucky this season? That would be nobody. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Considering the Kentucky Wildcats probably won't lose a game this season, the Tar Heels acquitted themselves pretty well Saturday in a 14-point loss at Rupp Arena. To have a chance to defeat the top-ranked Wildcats, you can't just do some things well. Yes, Carolina shot the ball better in the first half, but not the second. They actually out-rebounded the gargantuan Cats by 7, but they turned the ball over 18 or 19 times, depending on what box score you looked at, and sent Kentucky to the foul line for 31 free throws. Tell me, how do you defend that lob play when a big UK guard comes blowing down the floor and lofts an alley-oop pass to either side of the basket so one of the Kentucky bigs can go up, up, up and throw it down, down, down? And if Kentucky makes half of his three-pointers, supposedly one of the Wildcat weaknesses, then losing by 14 points in Lexington is certainly no disgrace. Roy Williams was irritated after the game because of the mistakes his team made that created a large deficit in the first half and then stilted a comeback effort in the second. Coaches talk about sharing the basketball, but they mean you have to treasure it as well. The Tar Heels have always turned the ball over some. That's the nature of how fast they play. But there are good turnovers and bad turnovers, the difference being how many throwaways result in points on the other end of the floor. Kentucky had 12 steals, which were two-thirds of UNC's turnovers, and led to some easy baskets that led to 56% shooting by the Wildcats. It was by far their best game of an undefeated season in terms of shooting the ball and turning over the other team. That's a deadly combination against any opponent, and is Kentucky's formula for winning this season, along with so much depth that it eventually wears down the opponent. The top four teams in the country right now are Kentucky, Arizona, Duke, and Wisconsin, which would make one hell of a Final Four. But over 40 minutes, Kentucky has too much of everything, such as players. Quick, name three Wildcats right now. Bet you can't. A team with great depth and talent and no superstars is, well, unbeatable. This is our chance, Pete. See ya.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Wild Birds Unlimited Nature Shop is not just for the birds. It's for the birds and all on your gift list. Science kits, puzzles, beautiful silver forest earrings, fun socks, and plenty more. Join the Daily Savings Club and get extra members-only discounts and get a free gift. Wild Birds Unlimited Nature Shop is easy to find, located in Chapel Hill North Shopping Center on Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, just south of 40 near the Harris Teeter. Wild Birds Unlimited, your backyard bird feeding specialists.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather. It is 33 degrees right now. Lots of sunshine today. Really nice day. High today about 60. It's also going to become a little bit windy. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the upper 30s.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn. Late Monday night now in Sydney, Australia, where a gunman has been holding more than a dozen hostages in a cafe for several hours, CBS's Clarissa Ward.
CBS News has learned that the suspect is known to officials and he has been previously arrested for extremist activity. At this time, the lone gunman is said to be demanding two things, that an ISIS flag be brought to the cafe and that he be put in contact with Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
No injuries are reported. CBS News senior security contributor Michael Morrell, a former deputy director of the CIA, is predicting.
We are going to see this kind of attack here, and we need to be prepared for that. It shouldn't surprise people when this happens here sometime over the next year or so. Guaranteed.
A difficult situation, says Morrell.
If people are vocal about what they're going to do on social media, you can often prevent it. But if they're quiet, it's very easy to carry out something like this. Very difficult to prevent it.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM. WCHL.
732, WCHL, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit nippy today, but it'll be nice before this day is over. Our high today, about 60 degrees, and no mention of any rain in the forecast. Love the sound of that. You know, there's something that has been happening on the UNC campus and beyond, which is really special this year, and this is the Carolina volleyball team's success. They have had quite a run. It all ended Saturday night, but the Tar Heels lost to Texas. Just a disappointing way to end the season. But Joe Segula, head coach of the volleyball team, is with us now. And, Coach, I want to congratulate you on a wonderful season. And first time the Tar Heels have been that far. And if you would, assess what happened for folks who don't know in your matchup against Texas.
Thanks, Ron. We're really proud of the season and what the team has accomplished this year. It's been quite a ride. I think we've so many records and victories that we've occurred, winning an ACC title to get us where we were and then into the NCAA tournament. And the first thing that happened is winning and getting us into the Sweet 16 and winning at home and beating Southern Cal, a perennial power, was quite an accomplishment for the program, and sending us to Minneapolis this past weekend to be in the regionals. And over there, we played another really strong program in Oregon, and were able to defeat them, and then a matchup to get to the Final Four, playing the number two seed in the country, Texas, who's been there 9 times, and this was our first trip there. We played with them toe-to-toe. We could not be any prouder of how we played the match. It was a close match. It came down to 2 points in the last set, and that was quite an accomplishment for the program to be in that position. You know, one of the things we really wanted to be was to get ourselves into the national picture, to be relevant. We called it all year long was our mission, and I feel we did that. We were able to get to that level, and it was an exciting opportunity and one that I think it allows us to know that experience is so valuable for us, and allow us to be back next year.
Well, Coach, just a wonderful matchup over the weekend, and I know you described it at the end. It was quite a battle, but that's kind of what your team did all season long. They never stopped battling, and it was just a team that never gave up. And you also have wonderful chemistry.
Yeah, it was a special group this year. You know, you look at the eyes of this team, no matter if it's 0-0 in the first set or it's at the end, they play with a lot of heart. They battled, is without question the right word to describe this team. and never a look of fear. They always were out there giving it 100%. And I couldn't, and because of that, we were in so many matches and able to make ourselves make a statement and put ourselves up against the best teams in the country. You know, Texas will be in the Final Four, and that we were that close. And I know that North Carolina can be that team hopefully next year or the year to come.
Well, you finished at 29-3, the best overall finish in Carolina history. How does that set you up for next season?
Well, we graduate four seniors, which will, you know, it's always difficult to do that. But we have a lot of returning players who all contributed this past year. I believe we probably have five other people who started throughout the season and of our program. We have a great incoming class. But I think what it sets us up to is the fact that I would think that this program should be considered a top 10 program again just to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the first time that has happened. We've been a top 25 program, but to be a top 10 program in the country means you're doing something and people can recognize the success and that we're a formidable program.
Well, Coach, that's a tribute to you and what you've been able to do in building this program with some outstanding athletes, of course. And thank you very much for being with us this morning, and congratulations on a really terrific season. Hats off to you.
Thank you, Ron, very much. I appreciate the time to spend with you, and thanks so much, and go Tar Heels.
You got it. That is Carolina volleyball coach Joe Segula, and just a wonderful season they wrapped up over the weekend with that loss to Texas, but boy, they were right there, almost got to the Final Four. 7:37 at WCHL. Yesterday was a big day for graduates at Carolina. Family, friends, and alumni fill the stands at the Smith Center to see 2,182 students receive their hard-earned degrees at winter commencement exercises. 997 were undergraduates. Master's degrees went out to 790 candidates. 41 students got professional degrees. Doctoral degrees went to 354 recipients. UNC President Tom Ross congratulated the students and thanked their families. He expressed confidence in the likelihood of future success for members of this graduating class, but added that he hopes for more.
I'm equally hopeful and confident that each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all you can to contribute to the common good and a better world.
Keynote speaker was James H. Johnson, Jr., William R. Keenan, Distinguished Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School. Johnson told students they're entering a hyper-competitive workforce driven by profound economic and demographic shifts.
We are entering what is called the human age, where inner human potential will be the primary driver of innovations in our economy and of all major advances in our lives.
Johnson added that an entrepreneurial mindset will be required to meet the challenges of a new global economy. That includes the ability to adapt quickly in an unpredictable environment. Chancellor Carol Folt closed the hour-long ceremony with an experience she first shared last spring called Taking Flight. Folt is a biologist with degrees from the University of California at Davis, and she recalled one unforgettable research trip to New Zealand. The chancellor said the wingspan of the albatross she saw that day reached about 12 feet, about the size of some of those Kentucky guys on Saturday in the basketball game. It leaped awkwardly off a cliff to soar over the ocean. She told UNC graduates that she hopes they all realize how large their wings have become during their time at the university. The spring commencement for 2015 is scheduled for Sunday, May 10th. WCHL News Time, 7:39. It's Ron Stutz here along with Nikki Morse. And Nikki's been quite a weekend.
Yes.
In sports, just a lot of activities around here, and quite a busy weekend, just all in all.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Very much so.
A lot of exciting things happening. And I'm wondering, what is on our website today, chapelboro.com?
Well, interesting story. Last January, Jeff Danner made predictions on what he expected would be the important science stories during 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Five positive ones, then four negative ones. Now it's time to see how well he did. So he reviewed some of his predictions and told you what did and didn't happen and gave himself a score.
I'm guessing he did quite well. He's a lot smarter than I am, that's for sure.
Well, you'll have to read the story, and then maybe you'll find out.
I know what you were thinking. That's not saying much, Ron. Setting the bar kind of low there. But seriously, he is a really smart guy.
Absolutely. And tomorrow, just to remind you, is the deadline for submissions for the short list. And this month, the category is the best place to buy unique gifts, local shops where you find those one-of-a-kind things. So check back tomorrow, see who made the list, and vote for your favorite.
I'm guessing that we might have a photo gallery on there from the holiday parade this past weekend. I don't know yet.
We might.
I haven't checked.
We might. So make sure you check that out. Plus, salute to community heroes. Susan Murray was at the 2014 Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. We recognize the men and women who make our community safe, happy, and healthy place to live.
That happened over there at University Mall on the stage. Kind of a neat thing.
Very much so.
Congratulations to all the winners. And congratulations to you. Mighty big weekend for you, getting engaged and all that.
Well, thank you.
I'm not going to bring
that. On 12, 13, 14, I'll never forget it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You and Lance. All right.
Appreciate it.
It is 741 at WCHL. Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. That's right after this.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1% or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
At Jersey Mike's Subs, it's the little things that make all the difference. We start by baking our delicious bread at least twice daily. Then we slice our premium meats and cheeses fresh to order. Pile each sub high with our freshly chopped veggies and the perfect drizzle of vinegar, oil, and spices. And you've got an authentic sub sandwich that's been a winner since 1956. Come see how the little things make all the difference at Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road or our new location at Chapel Hill North. Order online at jerseymikes.com.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacture of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Top of the Hill Distillery. Get a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass for half off at the only certified organic distillery in the South, located on West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Tours run most Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and reservations are required. Enjoy this fun holiday activity, which makes a great gift for friends or family. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
34 degrees, 743 WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Happy Bill of Rights Day. In 1791, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, were added to our Constitution. North Carolina had a significant part in making sure it was included, saying they would not ratify without a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights makes our nation the great country that it is. It is a constant fight to maintain those freedoms. For instance, many people, including some members of Congress, are not happy allowing people to express themselves in ways that are offensive. During the Civil Rights and Vietnam War demonstrations, people burned the American flag. But the Supreme Court defended it as a guarantee of free speech. But the Supreme Court itself attacks the Bill of Rights, particularly the Fourth Amendment, that guarantees citizens the right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. Police violate this regularly, and the court is nibbling away at it. Sides are drawn. Gun rights people love the right to bear arms, even though it says in the Constitution it is for the militia, our 21st century National Guard. Campaign finance reformers hate the decision allowing free-for-all election spending. Prayer in schools, misunderstood and demanded by those who think God is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, Constitutions and Constitution. It isn't. And they think the founders were Christian, whereas many were deists. The point is, the government has to be checked, and the Bill of Rights protects us from a tyrannical government. The ACLU and other organizations are our watchdogs devoted to protecting the Bill of Rights. I speculate that 200 years from now, the same battles over what protections are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights will be raging. Let's hope the Bill of Rights wins. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says, Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Imagine a store with a kids' department specializing in quality wooden toys and games that stimulate a child's creativity. Now imagine a store that offers a line of women's fashions that are business-friendly but comfortable enough to sleep in. And lastly, a store with meditation chimes, aromatherapy candles, and solar lanterns. Now imagine all of these stores in one relaxed and happy place, and you have Twig, Chapel Hill's very own eco shop, located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Twig, where it feels good to be green.
As presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest, Continental Tire sent two lucky UNC fans to the Bahamas to cheer on your Tar Heels. Let Continental Tire get you to the game with this award-winning Eco Plus technology that gains you miles and saves money. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Hey, it's 747 at WCHL and a lot of other places as well. And Nikki Morris is here to take a look at your traffic, and it's brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard starting to crowd up a little bit between Greensboro Street and Highway 54. Northbound Durham Freeway also starting to fill up. Those lanes getting heavy now between Ellis Road and Austin Avenue. 40 eastbound, expect delays showing up between 751 and Highway 55. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Do you have a good joke for us today?
I have a really good one.
Can't wait for that.
All right.
The clean joke of the day coming up on WCHL. This traffic, once again, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You can order your honey barbecue ham, smoked or Cajun fried turkey online today. There's a limited supply. Go to Dickies.com before they are all gone and get yours. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 32 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine, high today about 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and a high tomorrow in the upper 50s. Now, today is going to be the nicest day of the entire week, I think, and not any mention of rain at all in our forecast for today. But tomorrow, that's a different story. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruiser's. Good to go. Wayne Pond always makes it his way, every day, no matter what anybody else thinks. Dr. Pond, how are you this morning, sir?
You could not be more wrong if in 100 universes you tried to get it wronger.
Wronger?
I know.
That's the word of the day.
That's the word of the day. Wronger.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying behind the scenes. I know that Mary Donna runs things around there. So
As I get older, boy, I'll tell you, you just you just hand over the reins.
As if you ever had them.
As though you were Santa Claus with your sleigh, you know.
All right, man.
On Donner and Blitzen and Beverly and Mary Donna. There you go.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, we don't have time to commiserate fully, so why don't you give us a good word?
All right. Well, speaking of commiseration, here is a true Monday morning word. I swear it is just lovely the way this turned up. The word of the day is abyssal. abyssal, not abysmal. There's no M in there. Hmm. The word of the day is abyssal. A-B-Y-S-S-A-L. A-B-Y-S-S-A-L. Abyssal. It's like Monday. It's impossible to comprehend. It's unfathomable. Hmm. It relates to the bottom waters of the ocean depths. It ain't going to get any worse.
It's unfathomable.
Well, I guess you could say that, too, as a matter of fact, Ron. All right. There it is. Abyssal. A-B-Y-S-S-A-L, an adjective. Wow. Impossible to comprehend. Unfathomable. like Ron Stutz's mysterious mind.
Yeah.
And a secondary definition relating to the bottom waters of the ocean depths. We're talking James Cameron movies here. So.
Oh, okay. All right,
Titanic. All right, guys. Well, listen, despite it all, have a good Monday, and we'll speak again tomorrow morning.
I certainly hope so. I want to tell you, Wayne, congratulations again. You've come up with a word that I have never heard before.
Well, good. Write it down, put it on its little leash, trot it out, and, you know, have fun with it, okay?
All right, buddy.
Speaking of going down to the deepest depths.
Really? Have to clean up after it, too, I guess. Hey, thanks a lot, Wayne.
You bet. Bye-bye.
The word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Frank Street Realty. I was just wondering, why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Sometime next hour, we have an opportunity for you to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you can do all that, if you're the first to do so, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are good to go. 7:51.
You know, sometimes I feel like Wayne Pond and I are on the same wavelength, and I know that sounds really scary, but you'll know why when I tell this joke of the day.
Really?
A little bit. Just a little bit, based on the earlier part of our conversation.
Okay. It is time now for the clean joke of the day, and here is Nikki Morse.
I once met a man who'd been married for 50 years. All amazing. Right. 50 years, I said. What's the secret to such a long, happy marriage?
Uh-huh.
Well, he replied, it's like this. The man makes all the big decisions, and the woman just makes the little decisions.
Uh-oh.
Really? I responded. Does that really work? Oh, yes, he said proudly. 50 years, and so far, not one big decision.
There you go. Yeah. Now I understand. Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
7:52, WCHL, good morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ashton Tippins is Executive Director of Table, and now Table is expanding.
We're very excited to be able to grow to expand to serve preschool and middle school kids as well. We come to realize that preschool, elementary school, and middle school kids are all in need of food on weekends and school holidays.
Table is a grassroots nonprofit based in Carrboro. It's been working to provide healthy food to hungry elementary school children for the last 7 years. Ashton Tippins is today's WCHL hometown hero. You wouldn't believe how many children in our community go hungry, especially on the weekend.
30% of elementary school kids are on free and reduced lunches here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. It's 60% of preschool kids and 24% of middle school kids. From elementary to middle school, there's not much change.
How do these kids get the healthy food that they need?
We provide healthy food for weekends and school holidays when they don't have access to their free school meals. We'll deliver on Thursday afternoons. We'll deliver a bag filled with healthy non-perishables, local produce, and fresh milk every week. And then we'll give them extra food for Christmas coming up, the school holidays.
Ashton Tippins has been working with Table for quite a while.
I actually started at Table as a volunteer when I was in undergraduate school at UNC. So it's probably been about 5 years. I became the program director after my senior year in college and then became the executive director about a year and a half ago.
This Table helps a lot of needy families.
When parents aren't able to find jobs or are not able to find jobs that are paying well enough for them to support their families, that's a huge part of why there is such a need, as well as families immigrating to Chapel Hill, that creates the increase in the percentages of the reintroduced lunches as well. What we can do in Chapel Hill and Carrboro is just, while they're kids, to surround those kids and also always just educate the families and the parents and the kids as well.
60% of preschool students, 30% of elementary school students and 24% of middle school students get free or reduced school meals. Ashton says there are a lot of people who make it happen for Table.
We have a lot of generous donors and volunteers that donate their time as well. So we have a lot of people involved in Table, and we couldn't do it without our wonderful community who does support us in so many different ways. There's a bunch of different organizations and churches and businesses that support us as well.
And if you'd like to help,
you can get involved by volunteering. We have on-site volunteer shifts. We also have various other volunteer opportunities. So various other things, as well as donating food and funds. You can host a food drive in your church, your neighborhood, your business, and collect the food and donate it to Table. And then we always in need of funds as well.
Ashton Tippins is today's WCHL Hometown
Hero.
Performance
Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Change your plans on Monday. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on the weekend. North Carolina's oldest restaurant has more that's new, like an espresso bar with professionally trained baristas. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now the one-stop shop for the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving the freshest in local fare. And it's espresso bar. Check out CarolinaCoffeeShop.com, plus Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily deals and specials. The Carolina Coffee Shop, now open on Monday, too.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is kicking off the holiday season with the BMW Happier Holiday Event, making this holiday season truly the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier Holiday Event and lease a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month. That's a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month.
Wow! Yes, the Performance Promise is always included for a little extra wow. That means you'll always receive the best service from an enthusiastic and professional staff for an outstanding value. Happy holidays from Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Stock number LB4424, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $42,375 and selling price of $36,000 with $43,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains holiday credit. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 31 December 2014. Visit BMWUSAUltimateService.com for details.
Certified pre-owned BMWs are covered up to an additional 2 years or 50,000 miles when the new car warranty expires.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence. Wow.
Coming up on 7:58 at WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Thanks for listening to the WCHL Morning News. Tune in this afternoon when Aaron Keck will bring it all down, what's happened all day and what's coming up on Afternoons with Aaron. And that'll be followed by the evening news on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Visit Our Local Deals Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the merchants you'll find is Aiden's Pizza in Carrboro. Aiden's Pizza is committed to making the finest pizza with the freshest ingredients in the Carrboro Chapel Hill area for pickup or delivery. A voucher for any one of Aiden's large specialty pizzas would make a perfect stocking stuffer. And at Our Local Deal, they're half off. That's right, an $18 value for $9. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 33 degrees, sunshine, high today about 60 degrees. And tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. So really nice day on the way for today, no question. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We talk about their coffee all the time, but they also serve fountain drink perfection daily. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. And only 79 cents, no matter how big. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Sydney hostage siege.
We are doing all we can to set you free.
Obamacare deadline day.
This is going to impact your wallet.
A Hollywood classic turns 75.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was the Monday morning rush in Sydney, Australia, when a man with a gun stormed into a busy cafe, taking hostages and showing a black Islamic flag in the window.
There was one guy walking around with a hat and a beard, and then I think I saw my manager there.
That employee arrived after the siege began. Police official Catherine Byrne says it's not clear what the gunman's demanding, but he did ask for an ISIS flag.
Our approach is to resolve this peacefully. It might take a bit of time, but that is our approach.
Five people held inside did escape. It's thought more than a dozen are still held. No one's believed to have been hurt. It's now midnight in Sydney, and reporter Matt Doran says police are struggling for a better look.
Tactical police teams, the counter-terrorism teams with New South Wales Police, have had to employ the use of night vision goggles as they try to monitor exactly what is going on inside.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott calls it a disturbing incident.
We have to appreciate that even in a society such as ours, there are people who would wish to do us harm.
Four armed men have taken at least one man hostage at an apartment in Ghent, Belgium. Officials don't think that is an act of terror. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's defending the CIA's methods and results in the wake of the Senate report detailing harsh interrogations, what critics have called torture. Cheney on NBC's Meet the Press.
It worked. It worked now for 13 years. Mm-hmm. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture Bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of Al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
There's a fresh CBS News poll about how we feel about this and about it all going public. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Americans say they know torture when they see it, and two-thirds of those polled by CBS News believe it includes prolonged sleep deprivation and threats to sexually abuse a prisoner's mother.
69% say waterboarding is torture, and 57% say that forced ice water baths are torture.
But CBS News pollster Sarah Dutton says close to half of all Americans think waterboarding and other such methods can be justified to get information from suspected terrorists. Steve?
Overseas, a 19-year-old American Marine has been detained and charged with murder in connection with the death of a transgender in the Philippines. The victim was drowned in a toilet bowl found in a motel room in October. Today's a key deadline day for Obamacare. CBS's Barry Bagnato has more from Washington.
Although the open enrollment period for 2015 Affordable Care Act insurance runs until mid-February, if you want coverage starting January 1st, today's the deadline for the uninsured and for people who want to change their current policies, something they should be considering, says InsuranceQuotes.com senior analyst Laura Adams.
Keeping your current plan and just letting it roll over into the next year without shopping could be costly.
So is the penalty for having no insurance. It rises to at least $325, something many Americans don't realize.
I think it could take years, even a decade, for people to really understand what's involved.
Will Obamacare survive that long? When Republicans take control of all of Congress, they'll try to repeal or significantly change it, and a Supreme Court case could undermine a critical part of it on subsidies. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Reports say the NFL Players Association will file a lawsuit against the league today. It's on behalf of Vikings star Adrian Peterson, still sidelined after settling his Texas assault case. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech.